As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside, begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. Recently, I met a woman who spoke out in a scripture-sharing group about the lack of inclusive language and discrimination against women in our church. She talked about this in a factual, non-threatening manner. I could tell that this was not the first time she had spoken out. After the meeting, she mentioned that sometimes when she brings this up, others attempt to silence her. We spoke about some women who have left the church for this very reason. Without faith, one can become bitter and cynical. However, she believes that the very reason she's in our church is so that she might share this vision. She has the ability to see what those members of the community in positions of power are blind to. This example is mindful of the blind beggar in today's gospel. He was a man of persistence. He had the ability to see with clarity what the disciples could not, even though he was physically blind. In the previous reading in Luke, the disciples did not see what was to come for Jesus. Jesus spelled it out plainly for them. He said, "He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again." We are told they understood nothing. They did not grasp what was said. The disciples remained blind to the suffering that was to come. Today, in this gospel, a blind man cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He has the faith that enables his sight to be restored and foretells the story of the cross. Initially, when he shouts out to Jesus, the community attempts to silence him. Blindness was common in every community. A simple eye infection could rob a person of their sight. In Matthew's version of this story, there are two blind beggars, which leads us to understand that blind men and women along the road would be a common sight for the audience that Luke's gospel was intended for. And it would be the persistent man who would get the coin. Those in positions of authority would have little regard for this man or his plight. However, Jesus not only takes notice, but he tells the man that he already possesses that which he asks for because of his faith. The blind man now sees, but that isn't the end of this story. He continues to follow Jesus on the road to Jerusalem. But at what cost? Christian discipleship requires that we will experience suffering. Last summer, I watched my mother walk alone along the beach, somewhat unsteadily as she adjusted to worsening vision and loss of her sight. She found walking alone along the beach to be healing. "It's like therapy to me," she said. I marveled as I whispered silently to my father, now deceased nearly 40 years, "My goodness, she has lived a lifetime without you, Daddy." It was a tribute to her strength, her feistiness, and her faith. I sat back in admiration. She had cared for all of us, her six children, her dying husband, her parents now and now at 86 years old, her grandchildren. God has cared for her as she cared for others. She has faith that allowed her to see with clarity. On this day at the beach, she told me that once my father had asked her what she prays for. And he probably asked this at a time when he was dying, a time when it was difficult for her to answer this question. Until recent years, my mother would kneel at her bedside each night to pray. She told me that she said to my father, "I always ask God to do what is best, because only He knows." Today, this filled me with comfort as I sat watching her, looking into those eyes that were fading. I realized that she possessed a faith that would help her adjust to her loss of function. God would care for her as surely as the surf pounded the beach. For Jesus never told us about the cross without the promise of resurrection.